So hey guys, are you frustrated with where you're at right now? Maybe stunted in your progress? Well, if you are, I want to recommend a place for you to go called Growth Day. Growthday.com/ed. It is the number one personal development app on the planet. It's got all kinds of high performance techniques in there, courses, accountability, journaling, live speeches from some of the top influencers in the world, including me. It's an overall environment to change your life. Growthday.com/ed. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED lights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the Ed Milet Show.
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. So today's show is very, very personal for me and very important to me as a man. And so I'm going to talk to you today from a male's perspective about the men in your life and some of the concerns I have that I just sense so often through a lot of the messages I receive from men online, on my Instagram, through this podcast. So many men are tired right now. And I mean that from not so much as physical, but mentally and emotionally and spiritually. So I'd like you to listen to this closely today if you have a brother or a son or a father, maybe a significant other and a husband in your life, a boyfriend. Just like you to pay attention today to the things I'm going to cover about whether or not your man is very tired and maybe even breaking a little. Now, having said that, I'm covering it today as a man because I am one. But as I go through these things, this could just as easily apply to anybody, man or woman. And so many people are tired and down in our culture today. And I think we need to keep an eye on one another. But since I'm a guy, I'm going to talk about it from this perspective today because I understand this one pretty well. But I know full well, as I've said, that many of you ladies listening to this will say, same here. This includes me as well. And so keep an eye on your sisters also. But these are signs that maybe your man is tired or maybe even breaking a little bit. And like I said, it may not be physical. It may be more mental or emotional. But I'm going to describe him a little bit. I'm going to speak for him. And by the way, I'm also very, I hear all this, you know, alpha male content that's on the internet about do this and grind this and a man's got to step up. And for the record, I believe in that very wholeheartedly. I consider myself, if there's such a thing, I don't know that I love the term alpha male, but I think most people that know me would say I'm an alpha of alphas almost, in the sense that I coach a lot of strong male figures and they look to me for strength and confidence as well. Having said all of that, I think some of that can be overcooked and some of that stuff makes men not be vulnerable or authentic with their real feelings of what they're going through because they believe it's a sign of weakness. And so I want to break some of those barriers down today. I believe you can be a strong man or a strong woman. At the same time, be vulnerable and be willing to reveal fears and insecurities and things that are bothering you. And so let's just look at some of the signs and maybe I'll describe for you some of the things that maybe your man is going through in his life. And again, of course, this applies to everybody. So again, it may not be physical. It could be mental and emotional fatigue, but let me tell you, he's tired of working so hard and having other people let him down. Things not working out. Not catching a break here or there. And he's not going to probably tell you about this because a man thinks if he reveals things like this, that he's tired or hurting, that it's a sign of weakness. And nobody wants a weak man, most men think. And so we're constantly putting on the face, the mask of strength. And we don't want to reveal to you that we're hurting a little bit because we don't want to scare you. We don't want you to think we're not strong. We're not an alpha. We're not stepping up. And, you know, in his case, he may or may not want to die or anything like that. Maybe he does. But although sometimes he thinks a little bit about what it might be like not to have this huge burden on his back, the feeling of being average and ordinary or invisible. Maybe he feels like he's just letting so many people down in his family because he hasn't won yet. And oftentimes in many men's lives, their favorite time of day is when they actually go to sleep because they get a chance to just hide. They get a chance to escape. And the irony is that even though he looks forward to sleeping so much, he doesn't sleep very deeply or very well because so much is on his mind. He may or may not be depressed, but I can tell you this, he feels sad often. He feels alone often. He feels isolated often. Let me just stop right there and say, if any of you men are feeling that way, or any of you women are feeling that way, it's okay to feel those things, and there's a way out. And we're going to talk about that towards the end. Oftentimes, maybe he feels like he's done so much for other people, and then when he needed them, they let him down. That he believed in other people and gave to other people, and when the chips were down and he needed that reciprocated, they weren't there for him. That he's learned in life that a lot of these buddies of his that he went drinking with or went to a ball game with or even grew up with, they weren't really his friends. They were there to use him. They were there for a stage in his life. And for him, loyalty matters. For him, dedication matters. For him, being there for a friend matters. And he just always assumed that that would be reciprocated, and it hasn't been reciprocated. And so he's been let down. He's been hurt. And again, as I say this, I know so many of you ladies are going, hello, I know exactly what that's like. And I know that you do. And men, if you have a woman in your life, a daughter, a sister, a mother, she may also be feeling these things, a spouse, a girlfriend, that her friends have let her down, and she feels alone, she feels isolated, she feels hurt, she feels a lack of connection in deep relationships. Perhaps she feels invisible. And oftentimes, I can tell you, this man that I know very well, he feels invisible, and he thinks about and often hides things because he tries to escape. And one of his escapes can be alcohol, it could be gambling, it could be drugs, it could be pornography, it could be hiding in the lives of other people, like his favorite sports team. It's one of the most insidious places men hide in our culture today, is they hide in professional or college sports teams, and they live their lives through these people that are actually living their lives on the field, and they're just a fan in the stands. And the only way they gather any acknowledgement in their life is when a bunch of strangers on a field with other names on their back win or lose, and that somehow we won. And because their own lives have become so impossible to deal with, so sad, so frustrating, so empty, that they've attached themselves and latched themselves on to a bunch of strangers who, by the way, switch teams every 3 or 4 years anyways and don't even play for their team much. And again, I understand there's a beautiful thing about being a sports fan. I'm a huge sports fan. I love all my Boston sports teams. When they win, I certainly feel great, and when they lose, I don't. But there's everything in life is moderation. I don't live my life through them. I don't feel a sense of achievement when they win a game. I don't. I feel a sense of happiness and joy, but I'm not hiding in those lives. I'm very much focused on my own. But oftentimes, a way to escape is alcohol. And by the way, alcohol in moderation for many people is fine. Even if you want to gamble once in a while in moderation, for some people, that's fine, right? Being a sports fan is great in moderation, but when it becomes your sole source of acknowledgement, your sole source of joy, your sole source of escape, you're just hiding in your own lives. So, hey guys, as you know, I've partnered up with my good friend Brennan Burchard, who's created the greatest personal development system that has ever been designed, called Growth Day. There's everything from journaling to accountability programs, live messages every Monday from myself and other influencers. There's an opportunity for you to get courses that would cost thousands of dollars completely for free. It's incredible. Go to growthday.com/Ed and check it out. Hey everyone, it's Ed Mylett, and if you know me, you know I'm always looking for ways to live healthier, have a little bit more energy, more vitality in my life. And so if you're like me in that way, I think I've got something exceptional for you, which is Armra Colostrum. This is just not any health trend. It's a breakthrough in natural wellness. Armra Colostrum is a superfood that's packed with over 400 bioactive nutrients. It's derived from sustainably sourced grass-fed cows right here in the USA. And since I started using Armra into my routine, I can tell you I've noticed some actual changes. One is my energy level's way up. My workouts feel stronger, and so is my recovery. Like, they're just more effective. And I got to tell you, there's even kind of a glow people are telling me to my skin. So we've worked a special offer for my audience. Receive 15% off your first order. Go to tryarmra.com/mylett to get 15% off your first order. That's try, T-R-Y-A-R-M-R-A.com/mylett. Join me and thousands of others who are making a real difference in their health.
Hey guys, so I've been talking about Babbel for a long time because to some extent they've actually changed my life. And the reason is, like you, I wanted to learn a second language. I think everybody should speak a second language. And I learned Spanish in high school, but I couldn't speak it fluently. And it was an outcome of mine last year. And I can tell you, a year later, I've made a ton of progress. I was recently in Mexico. I was having really conversations with people who are telling me they were impressed with my Spanish. And 100% that's because of Babbel, because the way you learn to speak a new language is in total immersion. The lessons are 10 minutes long. You can start really speaking the language better in about 3 weeks because they're crafted by about 200 different language experts. So whatever languages you want to learn, you can start slowly but make progress quickly with Babbel. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 50% off a one-time payment for a lifetime Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/mylet. Yeah, get 50% off at babbel.com/mylet. That's spelled BABBEL.com/mylet. Rules and restrictions apply.
And so the problem for him is not that he's feeling a whole lot of anything right now. He feels a bit empty. He feels a bit alone. And maybe right now he's feeling a little bit lost. He overthinks things. He does not believe in himself like he used to. And now that's starting to impact his effort. He's tried and tried and tried, and he believed in himself and he worked on himself, but it just hasn't worked. It's not that he's lazy. He's just lost. It's not that she's lazy. She's lost. And so over time, because of all of this discouragement that I've talked about in other videos, the four Ds, the Ds of doubt, discouragement, delusion, and delay, he's just a little bit lost. And it looks like laziness, but he just doesn't believe in himself truly like he used to. And yes, he's got such a big heart. And frankly, the truth is his heart's been broken too many times. Broken because he's tried something that didn't work out. Broken because a friend let him down. Broken because a relationship didn't work out. Broken because one of his dreams didn't come true. And so how do we help this man that's going through this? How do we help this woman, this brother or sister of ours that's going through this? What are the things we can do? Because they're not going to tell you about it. And the longer he goes in silence and doesn't express these feelings, the deeper it will get and the scarier it can get. And I can just tell you all so much as a man that, yeah, this alpha stuff is awesome. And I do believe in those things very deeply. All you have to do is watch my content. But I also know there's another side of things where vulnerability is almost shamed in men. It's shamed in everybody in our culture. It's weakness. It's you're not focused. You're not on your game. You're not doing your cold plunge. You're not in your morning routine. I got all that. And then there's times in life where you've done all those things and it hasn't paid off. And then you did it again and it didn't pay off. And then a friend let you down and it didn't pay off. And then a relationship didn't work out or a business didn't happen. And you find yourself in life just where you never expected to be by this time. You thought by this time, had you worked that hard, things would have been better. You just always thought it would be better. And you've tried and tried and tried. And there's a lot of despair in men in our culture, in people in our culture. And I fear that that despair is growing. And I fear that that despair is moving into depression. And as that depression potentially deepens, that terrible things can happen. That A, someone may hurt themselves or hurt someone else by acting out of that pain. Hurt people hurt people. And I worry about so much hurt in the world. When I see people on social media doing harm to one another, I know what it is. They're hurting themselves. Internally, they're hurting themselves. And so they want to lash out and make a comment or lash out and do something to somebody. And if somehow I can just make them feel some of the pain, some of the lack, some of the scarcity, some of the insecurity I feel about myself, I might feel a little bit better about me. It's not who they really are. Most humans are good. Most humans are precious. Most humans are just acting out of something to feel some sort of sense of self, to feel some sort of importance. And if they can't achieve something, if they can't contribute something, if they've been let down repeatedly, then maybe if I just tear some stuff down, I'll feel better. If I can't get significance through my achievements, I'll get significance through doing harm. You see some of these precious children that end up doing harm in these schools, and oftentimes I really believe it's their way of just finally feeling significant, feeling important. Oh, you don't notice me? Well, you'll notice me now.
And so how do we help this man I'm describing? And so many men that are listening to this right now, I guarantee you, are very connected to what I'm saying. So many of the ladies listening to this can see it in their man, or see it in themselves, or see it in their girlfriend, see it in their sister. So how do we help them? It's just not good enough that you let them know that you love them. I'm going to tell you what I believe part of the formula is. You can't just love him. You've got to let him know that you believe in him. There's a huge difference between loving somebody and believing in them. And you've got to tell them that you believe in them over and over and over again, because they know you love them. It's not that you don't love them. It's that they don't believe in themselves enough. They need to. You can't pour from an empty cup. And here's the good news. Truth vibrates at the highest frequency. So if you truly do believe in this man, tell him over and over. Sit him down and say, not only do I love you, I know I tell you I love you all the time, but I need to tell you, I believe in you. I believe in you. And as a friend, as a brother, if you're listening to this, if you don't have someone, I believe in you, brother. I believe in you, sister. I believe you were born to do something great. I believe it's not too late. And I also believe this person still wants to be challenged. So if you have this person in your life, let them know you believe in them, not just love them. Pour belief. You can't transfer to me that which you really aren't experiencing. So you've got to pour it into them. But when you tell someone the truth about themselves, that you believe in them, it vibrates at a high frequency and you supercharge them. It's more powerful than you know. And it might take more than once. It might take 5 times, 10 times, 20 times. But every human is worth pouring into. If you have a child that's going the wrong way, love on him. But you got to let him know, I believe in you. What happens when people make mistakes is they think you don't believe in them anymore. If you've got a child who's gone sideways, or a friend who's gone sideways, or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a husband or a wife who's just, they haven't won yet, they know you love them, but they don't think you believe in them anymore. And that's what's killing them. Nobody believes in me. I don't believe in me. And so the belief aspect is totally different than love. And I think as a parent, oftentimes, I love you, but you've shamed the mistake. You've shamed them so many times. You've punished them so many times. Listen, discipline is important. In the Bible, Jesus rebuked the apostles when they would make a mistake. That's what it means to disciple. It's okay to discipline. But discipline and shaming, discipline and disappointment is different. You know, the worst thing to hear, you know this, when you were a kid was not when your parents were mad at you. It's when they were disappointed in you, right? If someone thinks you're disappointed in them, they're not going to get up. So if you have a child who thinks you're disappointed in them, they're toast. If you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend who thinks you're disappointed in them, they can't get up if they're already down. Your love doesn't get them up. Your belief does. And if you love me and you're disappointed in me, I'm staying down. So I want you to believe in them, number one. Number two, I want you to get them to accept a challenge from you. I believe in you, I believe in you, and I want to challenge you to do X, Y, Z. You got to challenge them to do something. Let me tell you something. All people want to be challenged as long as they feel your belief. And what maybe this person's suffering from right now is the lack of a new challenge, right? Because you got to first pour belief. That's step one. I believe in you, and it may take multiple times. And once you've dosed him with enough of that, then you challenge him. Honey, I want to challenge you to do this. Honey, I want to challenge you to do that. Son, I want to challenge you to do this. Brother, friend, I want to challenge you to do this. Get them to accept a challenge, right? And then hold them accountable in that challenge. And what he needs is he needs to begin to get some small wins to create momentum in the other direction. What's happening is he's going downhill and he's stacking these dark thoughts and he just wants to go to sleep. And then when he sleeps, he's still tired when he wakes up. His favorite time of day is when he goes to sleep. His favorite time of day needs to be when he wakes up. That he wakes up with someone who believes in him. He wakes up with a challenge to go get something. He wants to chase. He wants to hunt. He wants to win. He's designed to hunt, to be challenged, to achieve, to win. But he only does that on the winds of belief. And what he needs is just some small wins. Small wins are how you get it going. Small wins. Hey, get up at a particular time. A particular routine, a particular amount of contacts, a particular amount of reps in the gym, a particular amount of hydration, a particular amount of contacts in a given day. Small wins. Small wins beget big wins. Hey guys, if you need to hire, you need Indeed. You know, in all of my businesses, and I've been blessed to have several of them, I've used Indeed now for a number of years. And the main reason I do it is, if you're like me, I don't want to waste a bunch of time interviewing people that aren't qualified for the positions that I have. It's one of the hardest jobs in the world, right? Or they are qualified, but they're not interested in making the move at the given time. And so with Indeed, you have a thing called Instant Match where they match you with quality candidates within 24 hours. And you're in front of people that want the job, that are qualified for it, and that you probably want to hire. I wouldn't go anywhere else. They've delivered great candidates to multiple businesses that I have right now. So here's what's great. Listeners and viewers of my show, you get a $75 sponsored job credit right now to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Mylett. Just go to Indeed.com/Mylett, which is M-Y-L-E-T-T, right now. And you can support our show by saying you heard about Indeed here. That would be great, by the way. Indeed.com/Mylett. Terms and conditions apply. You need to hire. You need Indeed.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The reason we spiral the other way is we get momentum going downhill. And it's very easy to get downhill momentum in our lives. And then we just feel like we can't stop tumbling. I can't stop. No one will help me. This person let me down. I don't believe in myself anymore. She doesn't believe in me anymore. And it's this dark path. So we've got to reverse it. And the way we stop the downward path is belief. Not just love, belief. And then when we reverse it, we challenge them to take a step up the mountain again. And when they get one step and they get another, they get small, tiny little steps. They begin to build momentum in the other direction. And so that's a big step. And then maybe he needs to try to connect again with his faith on a deeper level. Challenge him to connect, if he has faith, to connect in his scriptures at a deeper level, to connect that way so that he's got this belief. He's got this challenge. Now he's got some small wins. He's connecting to his faith, which is the true belief of all belief, right? If he's got faith in his life. Maybe that challenge, if he doesn't have any, is to challenge him to explore that part of his life. The great comfort in life is to know that you are never alone. The Bible tells us he will never leave you nor forsake you, that you are never alone. Maybe he's got to connect a little bit deeper with whatever his faith is, whatever that practice is, whatever the one is that means the most to him. If he can reconnect with that, it can create truth to him that vibrates at a high frequency. The ultimate truth is what we believe about whatever our faith is. And when we reconnect with that faith, we are now vibrating at the highest possible frequency again. It's the greatest form of belief. Belief from a loved one is huge, but belief in where we're going and what we were made for is a whole other level. And then you know what? He needs permission to start over. And if you're listening to this, my brother or my sister, I'm giving you permission right now to start over. I can tell you right now, it's not too late. There's a way out. There's always a way out. There's always a way out. It's never too late. You can turn this around. No matter what you've done, it's okay. You can fix this. You can turn it around. I promise you. And maybe the next part of it is, he needs to give up his addiction to being a part of the crowd. Too many of you men that are listening to this, you want to be a part of the crowd. You want to be one of the guys. You want to be just like everybody else. Here's the truth. You weren't born to be like everybody else. You weren't born to be one of the guys. You're not supposed to be like everybody else. You're supposed to be an individual. When a man is in a group of guys all the time, he loses his individuality. He loses his ability to express his uniqueness and his greatness in the crowd. That's why even in every single team sport, they play individual positions. So it's great to have a group around you, of course, that supports you, that are your boys or your girls or your tribe. But don't hide in the tribe. Don't hide in the crowd. Don't hide in the pack. Still be an individual. Let me be very clear. One of the most important things that you can build around you is a tribe of people who support you, who believe in you, right? Who challenge you, who love you. But oftentimes, people take those to an extreme and they begin to hide in the pack, hide in the crowd, hide in the tribe. Hide as one of the boys. Hide as one of the girls. And you lose your individuality when you do that. And over time, if you just stay in the tribe, if you just stay in the pack, that is one of the keys that begins the downward spiral in life. Play your individual position. Play your individual game, supported by the team around you, supported by the tribe. You got to feel good when someone else scores that touchdown that you threw the block, right? That you threw the block, that if it's baseball, that you do your part, whatever it is in life, that if you're in a company, that you want the company to win, but don't hide in the company. Do your part. Be great at what you do. So give up your addiction to being a part of the crowd, one of the guys, just like everybody else, and begin to express this new version of yourself and become addicted to your expansion. I want you to get addicted again to expanding. The good thing about being in a small place, if it's not good, is it's very easy to expand from there. At the highest levels, expansion is more difficult. So one of the advantages of being down on our luck or not playing well in our life is we can expand more easily. Become addicted. I always say I'm addicted to the expansion of my being. And so become addicted to that, not being a part of the crowd. Maybe you need to begin to tell yourself again a new story about who you're becoming and stop telling the story about who you were or what's happened to you or what the past is. These stories we tell ourselves are very powerful. We keep telling a story about this guy let me down. I tried this. I used to be that. And what you're doing when you're telling the story is you're actually comparing where you are now to that former story, and it doesn't feel good. And it reinforces how bad things are now. Stop making the excuses. Stop telling the story. Enough of all that. Enough of all of it. Tell a new story. There's power in just telling a new story. Yeah, that's what happened, but here's where I'm going. This is what I'm focused on. This is my challenge. These are the small wins I'm getting. See, if you're honest about where you are, express it to somebody. Tell them, I'm hurting. I'm down. I need some help. Express it, right? It's okay to do that. It's not weakness. It's strength. Weakness is pretending to be living a way that you're not. If you're hurting, express it. Tell them. They love you. They believe in you. And then create a new story. You cannot create a new story if you're not totally honest about the one you're in now. But once you're honest, I'm hurting, I'm down, I don't feel good about myself, right? Now, from that place of honesty and vulnerability and authenticity, you can build a new powerful story and create a new one anytime you want. Do you know that at any time you want, you can literally write a new chapter of the book of your life? You and God are the author. At any time, you can just decide, I'm grabbing the pen and I'm going to write a new chapter. And so these other chapters are part of my story. And those tests I had are going to be my testimony. These previous chapters are going to make the end of this book so incredible. Talk about a plot twist. When I was one of my most down times in my life, I kept saying to myself, plot twist, plot twist. And that meant I was writing a new chapter. Yeah, I lost here. Yeah, I lost there. Yeah, I made that mistake. Yeah, I was down there. Yeah, I'd lost my confidence there. Plot twist, bam, new chapter, new author. And I started to write that new story. And that first chapter doesn't have to be conquering Mount Everest. The first chapter needs to be a small win. When people look back on the turnaround of their life, it's usually a small thing, just a small one, and then another one, and then another one. And all of a sudden, you got momentum going back up the mountain again. I just want to say to you, my brother or my sister, that you're good, and your past does not disqualify you. It's not too late. There is a way out. You can turn this around. I promise you. Partner with God if you have faith in your life. Partner with a friend if you don't have that at least. Start to create the right momentum. You can start right this second when this video ends by taking one step towards whatever that new life is. It could be as simple as writing down a new set of goals. It could be as simple as stopping after this video and sending a loved one a text. It could be getting with someone right now and saying, I need your help. It could be just going to the gym and hitting the weights for the first time. It could be hitting your workout hard. It could be just when this is over, opening up your scriptures again. I mean, right when this is over. Your past does not disqualify you, and it does not equal your future. Remembering that you were born to do something great. And also just remember this, my precious friend. Remember this. Most of the great people that you admire in your life went through the time you are. They went through their version of the wilderness, myself included, many different times. There's a wilderness in most people's lives. There's four seasons in everyone's life. There's winter, spring, fall, and summer. And all of us have winter. All of us do. All of us have that time of year where all of a sudden we leave winter and spring begins with some hope again. I want this video to be the beginning of the transition from your winter to your spring. And before you know it, if you can get this momentum going and take some of these steps that I've required here, it'll be summer again. And it's going to be awesome. And then there'll be a time of change again in the fall. And at some point, probably winter will return again. But the key thing in life is that winters become shorter and shorter and shorter. And that the springs and summers become longer and longer and longer. This is just a season, my friend. This too will pass. You were born to do something great with your life. If you have this man in your life or this woman in your life, please tell them that you love them. But more importantly, get with them and allow them to express themselves to you. Allow them to get it out. And if you have any of these feelings, everybody, get some help. Go see somebody. The world needs you. It's not too late. All right. God bless you, my precious brothers and sisters. And I'm here every week for you to build the springs and summers of your life and make them longer and beautiful and more abundant for the people that you love. Take care. God bless you.
This is the Ed Milet Show.